Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us right now is Linda Blockland. She is a psychologist. Linda, it's been a while, hey? How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Howard. Thank you for having me on your show again.
A great pleasure. So we wanted to ask you about the psychology of smart shopper cards, whether they actually work to get us to spend money, or if they just irritating, which is what I find them, and because they make you feel guilty. Do you have a smart shopper card? No, I don't. Okay, you know what? I don't want a Clicks card. I don't want a Woolworths card. I don't want a anything card. Can't you just, you know, not make me feel guilty about it, Linda?
Well, your question, do they work? Yes, for who? So they work more for the retail market, for that side of the sector, than they do for the shoppers. So the rewards on the cards are actually very, very small. They're very minimal. But one gets a sense that you are getting something, and that's what keeps people using them. Of course, then you end up with a purse full of cards, don't you? So one has to be, you know, you can use them, and they could be useful, but they shouldn't change your shopping habits. And I think this is what they're actually designed to do.
Ah, yes, otherwise why do they?
Well, exactly, yeah, but they change the shopping habits for the benefit of the retailers. And what they get out of it is data on you, where you shop, what you buy,
That's interesting. I'm so silly. That's the obvious thing it's not really necessarily about making you come back to the shop because the benefits are so great, but it's actually giving them information about shopping and buying habits.
Well, correct. Yes.
That's very valuable.
But you're right. I mean, one of the things they do is they do tend to draw you back to the same shop because you think, oh, you know, I'm going to get some points. But yeah, I think that the big, you know, the big purpose behind the whole thing is the data that they get on you, on shoppers in general.
Right. Carol says, how would you do not get the reduced price if no smart shopper card? Carol, are you shouting at me? Because it actually sounds like you're shouting at me. And it could be. Look, I'm not really the shopper, so in my defense. But I find these things irritate me. I feel manipulated by them, and I just don't want to be part of it. Just, you know, offer your product at a good price or at a price that I think is fair, and I'll buy it or I won't buy it. What is so complicated about that? You know, you don't really have to go into the depth of my soul and question my loyalty to you and your checkout lady. I don't know why. I just find it so annoying. But I just want to know from listeners, do you use the various loyalty cards? And is there one that you think works and why? So Linda, how do they get us to actually take it, you know, to sign up for these loyalty arrangements, because it means so many cards and so many different stores to be part of. How do they get us over the hump?
Yeah, so what they do is they sell you the idea that you're going to benefit from this. And if you're just going to fill up your trolley or whatever, and you're going to lose out if you don't get the card. I think that's really how they, and I like your use of the word manipulation there, because there's a large element of manipulation going on. And you do feel kind of manipulated. I mean, you know, you'll sort of drive further to a garage to fill up your tank because you've got that garage's card, that sort of thing. But yeah, I mean, definitely they sell. It's an incentive, you know. If you get the card, you're going to win. If you don't get the card, you're going to lose. It's a little bit like gambling in that sense.
Yeah, and I guess that's what they do. In the intro, I was talking about like the Temu sites where you put something in your, you know, you go to shop and then all of a sudden there is a roulette wheel. But, you know, it's in truth, it makes me go off the site completely.
Yeah.
It doesn't encourage me to stay. But but it obviously does work, because otherwise they wouldn't continue to do so. If they found that sales were dropping as a result of it, I guess, then they would stop doing it. But obviously we are that playable that we are susceptible to this.
Correct. Yes, and you know, if you're talking about something like Temu, you know, there's all that. You're probably going to end up spending more, like, you know, going to the shop on when they have their big sales days and that sort of thing. You end up spending more than you would have buying, you know, 3 for 1. Where you don't need 3, you only need 1 actually. So you're spending more than what you actually need.
Right, exactly. Just looking at some of your messages, Carol says Pick and Pay works, so does Woolies and Checkers. Spa, you get a pensioner discount. Unsigned says Discam is a good one. No effort to swipe you and build up your cash to be used. It really does pay off. Gail says, I use loyalty cards and I find them fantastic. I always make a shopping list and keep to it, so I'm not buying things I don't need. And Karen says, I agree, I don't like them either. So it is quite interesting. I wouldn't have...
I wanted to pick up on that idea of having a shopping list. You know, if you're going to use the points and use the benefits to your own advantage, to your real advantage, yes, going in with a shopping list, and knowing that just because it's in that shop where your smart card is doesn't necessarily mean it's your best bargain. You could get it somewhere else. There are benefits. They're minimal.
Mm-hmm.
There are benefits, but you have to be aware of how this can be manipulating you into buying things you don't really need, or going places, shops we don't really need, and that you are giving them your data.
Yeah, and that's such an interesting point. That is where we do need to leave it. Linda Blockland, thank you, a psychologist, talking about smart shopper cards.